Sometimes you hear music or you sing songs that I don't even realize is Stephen Schwartz. Say something like, When You Believe, Whitney Houston sang that, which is a Prince of Egypt song from the cartoon. And also that Pocahontas, you know, he wrote the music of that. So, you know, I get the repertoire and all these amazing songs are there. And I get to sing some of them, which is wonderful. He's played a huge part in my history of musical theater.
So Defying Gravity is a show that celebrates the songs that define Stephen Schwartz's musical career. Which song from the production is particularly close to your heart?
Ah, well, it would have to be the songs from Wicked, because it's my dream role. I mean, it's a role that I've always wanted to play, so, and I get to sing one of the songs there. So I very much look forward to that. In a way, I'm kind of nervous, because I kind of treat it like an audition in a way, because I'm singing for the composer himself, for the creator of that music. So I feel the pressure. I have to do it right. So yeah, I look forward to singing it. More than anything, I'm excited.
And you did mention in another interview that Elphaba from Wicked was your dream role. What are the things you usually consider before seeking out a role or accepting one?
I need to know whether I can sing the songs of the character, whether it's within my range, and how I can make an impact, how that particular role can make an impact to the audiences. And one of the reasons why I love Elphaba is because she is her own person, and she's not really defined by any romantic relationships in the story. And it's such a powerhouse role. And that's why I was attracted to the role.
You recently worked with the Filipino-Australian rock singer and actor, Mig Ayesa, in The Bridges of Madison County. What was that experience like?
That was just wonderful. I mean, everything about it was just love. It was a labor of love from rehearsal period up until the very end. We still talk about it. The director, Bobby Garcia, was so amazing and so nurturing towards us and towards the entire company. It was just such a beautiful company. It's a beautiful show, beautiful score, and I feel extremely fortunate to have done the role, Francesca Johnson. It's such a huge showcase for me to have sung that. We still talk about repeats and reruns, and hopefully it will happen. I recently saw the actual touring company here in L.A., and the composer himself was conducting the show, so I met Jason Robert Brown and congratulated him. I have worked with Jason in the past, and to see him again, you know, after having done the music of this show that I just did, was just surreal.
So you're based in Manila now. What sort of musical opportunities does this provide?
A theater in the Philippines right now is thriving. And the same production company, Atlantis, will stage Fun Home. And like Bridges of Madison County, it was the first international production of that show. Theater in the Philippines is quite big also. And we are staging Fun Home soon this year under the same production company. And that will star Lea Salonga. So there are a lot of opportunities in Manila. And, you know, that's why I'm staying put there, because I get to play roles that I probably won't be able to play in, say, London or abroad, because usually it's played by a Caucasian person. So I get a chance to play some of the dream roles that I never thought I could play.
And moving forward from this project, what are your other goals as an artist?
I suppose if people are still supporting me, then I'm quite happy to provide that joy for them, the entertainment. I only do it because people are still there wanting for more. I also love what I do, of course. I mean, I have to have the passion, which of course I do. I'm very happy with the things that I've done. I'm very happy with my CV. Anything else that comes along my way will be a bonus already. Of course, I still dream of playing Elphaba. That would be a real icing on the cake.
Is this your first time touring a production in Australia?
Well, this is the first time in 20 years that I'll be doing a show again in Australia. The last time was Miss Saigon in 1995 when we opened in Sydney.
And what have your experiences been like with Australian audiences?
I remember having a blissful time there. I remember making a lot of friends outside theater even. Australians in general are very, very friendly anyway. From the moment you step into, you know, the airport, everyone is just so friendly and welcoming. So it was not hard to make friends there. I still have a lot of friends there who will be watching the show that I haven't seen in 20 years. So that's going to be a wonderful reunion for us. I've only had very fond memories of Australia. So I really look forward to going back.